Now we're told that not only did he do that, but also we have some more detail relative to the temple, the things that he did there. We're told in verse 21, and he set up the pillars in the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar and called the name thereof Jachin, and he set up the left pillar and called the name thereof Boaz, Jachin and Boaz. Now, these two, you'll find that there's Psalms that include this. Boaz means, in it is strength, and Jachin means, God shall establish. And what you have here is strength and beauty. And that's exactly what Psalm 96:6 says. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Now, strength speaks of salvation. It speaks of God able to deliver those that are his. And beauty speaks of the beauty of worship. And we're to worship him in the beauty of holiness. So that you have here these two pillars. And these are two pillars, by the way, that should be spiritually in the life of anyone that's going to worship God. If you are going to worship God, you must know something of his salvation. You must have experienced the power of God in delivering you from sin. And then you must also come and worship him in the beauty of holiness. Now, that doesn't mean that there should be lights and colors and that type of thing. And I do not mean to be just a perfect square. I see nothing wrong in having a beautiful sanctuary and have nice appointments. I think that it's quite proper. But those things are conducive to worship, but they're not worship, and they're no substitute for worship today. We worship him in the beauty of holiness. When you and I come into the presence of God, sense his presence, realize our inadequacy and how we come short, and then we can see him in all of his beauty and in his glory. It was the experience of Isaiah when he went into the temple, you remember, and he was given a vision of God. He's high and holy and lifted up. And this man, Isaiah, sees himself in the light of the presence of God, and he goes down on his face before God. That is the meaning of these two pillars that are there. They speak of what really is worship today, a redeemed soul who comes into the presence of a holy God. You don't rush in. And I must again say this, and I recognize that there's a difference of opinion here, and it'd be very easy for somebody to say that you're no authority in the realm of music. My friends, I tell you, the music today that doesn't lift you into the presence of God, that's not music. There's a great deal of music in the church today that turns you off, and there's no preparation at all. I have discovered in my ministry and in my conference work that oftentimes, a number by the choir, or a solo, or some musical number before the message is given, is absolutely devastating and destructive to the giving out of the Word of God. We need to recognize that worship must be made on the basis that he is high and holy and lifted up. That is the thing that we need to recognize in everything. Now, we have here some other things that I need to call attention to in the temple. Verse 23, he made a molten sea, 10 cubits from the one brim to the other. It was round all about. You see, now instead of having the laver with the water in it, there is a molten sea. It was a thing of beauty, but you couldn't get clean by it. There's a great deal of services in the church today. It's beautiful, but it doesn't cleanse you and bring you into the presence of God. It doesn't refresh your soul. It doesn't bring peace and joy to the heart. These are the things that are important here.